My name is Peter Thomas Ponsa, and I just have a debut book. It's called Outfoxed, and it's about Patrick Riley, who's the protagonist, and also William Fox, who is the RCMP officer. Both these fellows are involved in trying to save Tracy Jordan. Now, Tracy Jordan was interested in some Chinese treasure through Admiral Zhang He and his treasure fleet, which is possible that they left it in Nova Scotia. So while she was searching for it, the Chinese government were also interested in procuring it to bring it back to the country. And the culture minister hired the triads to capture her and see where the treasure was, because she had apparently had found it through some manuscript. But that's the premise of the book. But there's also a little bit of political intrigue in it. There's also some indigenous reflections on some of the people in the country. And it touches on a number of different topics. And if you like David Baldacci, Lee Child, or even Tom Clancy, this is a sort of book that might really interest you to buy.
For sure, Peter. Now, where did the inspiration to write this book come from? I know it takes lots and lots of time. I'm not an author, but I can only imagine that it takes so much of the time to figure out what you want to write about and then go and develop that entire story.
Well, originally, in my business, I was doing a lot of advertising, and we wrote our own newsletter, and I was encouraged to write for the trade and clinical trade books for the dentistry field that I was involved in. As we got to the point where we're going to sell the company and retire, I needed something to keep me busy, and I thought, why not I just transfer the writing skills I developed while I was writing techno-clinical dentistry articles that were a little bit more stiff into something a little more esoteric. So I took a few courses right here at the Public Library in Orangeville, as a matter of fact, with authors who had done workshops here. That was my first foray, and then I took a course at the University of Waterloo on advanced writing, fiction writing, and then I started from there. I started moving forward. But originally, the book inspiration came from a friend of mine who had written, we had a lot of debates about history, and he had read this book called 1421 by an author named Gavin Menzies. Gavin Menzies was a UK submarine commander. He went around the world and he amassed a whole bunch of information about Admiral Zhang He and his treasure fleets that were, the Admiral was on these seven journeys around the world, and my idea was, what if he came through up through the Caribbean, up along the eastern seaboard, and decided to stay in Nova Scotia because he, you know, whatever, and he left some treasure there. And then, of course, that was one of the ideas. And where I got William Fox was, he was just a figment of my imagination, but the museum at Pelee Island had some interesting stories about the Prohibition and the gangsters there. And there was one story about a young fellow who was with the RCMP who was running booze across from Pelee Island to the United States during Prohibition. And what he was running this crisscross, and it was called the Midnight Fox. And so I thought, well, I can't use this fellow because he's too old. Maybe I need someone for a new generation. So I decided it could be his grandson. And so I invented William Fox. Inspector William Fox from the RCMP, and he also managed to get himself a cigarette boat confiscated through a drug bust. He bought it on auction, and his boat is christened the Midnight Fox, and that's how it basically starts.
After having put out your book, is this your first book?
It is my first book, yes.
So after going through that whole journey of putting out your first book, what are some things that you've taken away after going through this whole endeavor, just as becoming an author? Maybe you found out some more stuff about yourself.
It helped me understand a lot more about some of the issues that were plaguing the world. When I did some research on the Chinese, I found out quite a bit about the history of Admiral Zhang He, a very famous admiral who hasn't really been portrayed much because he was already out there traveling around the world in 1421, way before Christopher Columbus. That was an interesting foray into learning how about history. The other part was meeting a lot of other authors and learning what their journeys were and what they were doing and how they were getting along. And that was really one of the most important things for me, was actually sending this book out and getting people to respond and saying, I enjoyed it. That was the joy I was getting out of it, just watching people's faces saying, well, I've read it and I really liked it and I can't wait for the movie and things like that. That brings me more joy than a lot of other things.
Where can people find the book? Where can people pick it up for a good read?
It's on Amazon. It's at Chapters Indigo. It's at Booklore, as a matter of fact, here locally, too. and pretty well almost where you want to get a book, you can get it. It's at Kindle as well.
Awesome. So after writing your first book, Outfoxed, what would be a message you have to anyone that's aspiring to become an author? Maybe there's some youth in our community who are thinking, hey, that'd be something that I'd really enjoy doing.
Okay, there's a number of groups around. I belong to the Wordsmiths out of Alliston, and I know there's a group here in Orangeville that has a writing group. I would suggest starting with that and taking as many courses as you possibly can. There's also something this time of year called NaNoWriMo, which is a little contest trying to write 50,000 words in a month. And that's a challenge. So challenge yourself. Write as much as you can. Write what you like to write. And then I'll join the groups and get your words out there and get the groups to help you develop your style. And that would be the beginning, I would think. And then you just start growing from there. As you start learning and picking up, you will develop the things you think are important to you and you go along with that.
What were some things about writing that you didn't notice or didn't know that you needed to know as you were writing the book? Was there anything you kind of came across and went like, oh, caught you by surprise?
Well, when we started editing, I was surprised at how much work was involved in doing that. You can write a rough draft, but then you can edit as much as you want. But when it goes to the editing process, you're going to find out there's a lot of interesting things you didn't know about that the editors will help you develop to make the book more readable. And that's the thing that I thought was really interesting. So we learned a lot about content editing, proofreading, and the thing that really threw me off was the timeline. And I had a lot of help with that because, you know, you're moving from one place to another and you're making sure that everything is fitting correctly.
All right, so is there plans for another book?
Yes, I'm working on it right now, as a matter of fact. The working title is called After the Fox, and it's going to be also the same protagonist, Inspector RCMP William Fox, and FBI agent Patrick Riley, and they'll be involved in another adventure, and this time it'll be it'll be a little bit more closer to what's going on in the political climax right now.